meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you for joining. Professor Odair, please go ahead. I'll let you continue.
Yeah,
thank you.
I think welcome back to the second half of the second day Bangla LGR face-to-face meeting. We have been discussing so far an issue, how to resolve this, or how to, what is the method of going ahead with separation of LGR. This is with respect to three consonants, which we think are very frequent and atomic consonants, very important for Bangla language. Darshanora, Darshanora, and Antastura. In particular, the first one and the third one appear so very frequently by any kind of statistical method. Now, other than this issue, there are also a few minor points which we may need to note for addressing them. So I will hand it over to Mamoon Rashid. He will elaborate on what are the other points that he has made note of.
Good afternoon. Thank you, sir. I want to go 3.1, history part, document on the LGR Bangla documents. Okay. The second clause of the first line is which is related to the Nagari or Devanagari script. I think describing Bangla, when I want to describe Bangla, there is no necessary to recall the Devanagari, because I read out all the script history part. They initially not mentioned the Nagari or Devanagari. My proposal is clear. Make the history part less and slim, less description, less debate. This is my motto, because there are lots of controversial issues line by line, especially 108 reference. It was quoted from R.C. Majumdar, though he is not a linguist or epigraphist or paleographer. He's especially historian, prominent historian. But it's okay, but I suggest or propose just skip it. If we finish the sentence in writing system and dot, I think it will be quite okay. Then, another.
Let me ask this question. Okay, we skip it. 108 we can delete, reference we can delete. Related to Nagari we can delete, but perhaps also to Tirhuta writing system we can
keep. Yes, it's okay. Tirhuta is okay.
Because
Tirhuta is okay.
There are some medieval Bengali texts.
Yes, yes, sir. Okay. And another line, it was once used also for Boro, Bodo, and Santali, as well as both of which officially use Devanagari. Okay, it's okay.
So that's a matter of fact.
Yes.
I mean, they used to use Bangla script earlier.
Yes.
Now they are using Devanagari.
Yes.
For whatever
so,
reason.
So revise this.
Just mentioning that.
Yes.
Which means that.
Sir, my policy is slim description.
But what I'm.
It's not technical issues.
No. What I wanted to say is that since Boro and Santali also use Bangla script,
yes,
they will have some say in Bangla script vis-a-vis their language.
Both Bangladesh and West Bengal.
Yes,
and also
that's
Assam.
What I'm.
Okay. And the last line of this paragraph. Some varieties of Bangla lipi were also written in system that derived from Nagari lipi but shown in a different both of the Devanagari and Bangla manuscripts. My same policy. Maybe in same para. Same para 106. After 106. First paragraph of this 3.1. Okay, here. after 106, some varieties of Bangla Lipi were also written in system that derived from Nagri Lipi, but so, yes. This part. Just slightly.
Nagri Lipi.
Yes,
that one. So, what do you suggest we should do there? We can simply say some varieties of Bangla texts were also written in Sylheti Nagari Lipi. That's
yes,
something.
Yes. Sir.
Remove the in between two lines.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Basically,
some varieties of Bangla text, we will say, not Lipi. Some varieties of Bangla text were also written in Sylheti Nagari Lipi. That's all. Or Sylheti. What else? The change is, after 106, the?
Yes, 106.
Begins, some varieties of Bangla texts were also written in, then delete from A, two E's next to next line. A case in point E.
Yes, yes, sir.
Up to E's you delete. Go up to E's.
No, back.
Yes. Delete this. No, this is because it is Rajiv's document. This is because the opening Rajiv's document where he has given the Bangla with a diacritics. As we decided. No, it's quite problem because we are actually working with Rajiv's document where everywhere throughout the document he has changed the writing transliteration into transcription system. That is why the problem. That's all right. I mean, theek hai. Wo baad mein dekh lenge. Now, the major point is taken here that it has to be slim. Next point.
And we almost solved the history part. And my suggestion is make the total history part slim as Uriya or Tamil. Their history part are very short and compact and consistent.
On this issue, I have a point to make.
Okay, sir.
Point is that when Uriya was done, it was done by a non-linguist. So there is a problem in finding out the history and researching into it. And so they went as short, as slim as possible.
Okay.
In case of Bangla, it's a bit complicated because so many changes have happened vis-a-vis the writing system of Bangla. Until the time we reach a woodcut where that line of cut types were created, Bangla printing started. So, there is some bit of elaboration here. Actually, initially when I drafted, it was very slim. As people kept joining us, Baji, Pavitra Sarkar, everybody, it became a little bigger and bigger and better and better. But now you are suggesting we should make it slim. We can make it slim, but not necessarily like Odia. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
It's not a vital issue. Just a light
make
issue.
Make it
and
as less possible.
As less possible. Okay. Yes. Less description, less controversy. This is my opinion. And there is only one issue and nukta. I think all issues are same.
I think no other new point.
No other new point.
Okay. So, on nukta then, what do we do? It's something to be decided. I think. Please.
personal opinion.
আমার মতে আমি আমার পার্সোনাল ইস্যু না, এটা একবার যদি ইউনিকোড আমরা এটা করি টপ লেভেল ডোমেনের, এটা ওখানে আমার অনেক কমপ্লেক্স, আমি এই প্রত্যেকগুলো মানে ইউনিকোড কনসেপ্টটা দেড় বছর ধরে স্টাডি করছি
Now, we suggested there are two courses of action. One course of action which we had discussed and decided yesterday, that is, for the time being, we will have to sacrifice saying that, sorry, these three letters we can't use for top level domain, but we go ahead with the rest of the LGR. That was one thing. The other point that emerged today is that we do mention that in the LGR document, saying that these are integral part of Bangla writing system and somehow they are blocked at the IDEN level and therefore MSR is showing them as under the white block and we are unable to use them, although we would have liked them to become item number 62, 63, 64 in our table. So our recommendation is based on the following set of arguments, and we give 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 arguments, including the statistics of occurrence, frequency of that. And so we would therefore like to include them in our code chart. However, the WLE rules now cannot be made sensitive to them because of the IDNA protocol problem. So we mentioned this. And we go ahead and submit this to IP so that IP takes a call and writes back to us or takes whatever necessary steps that are necessary to write to or to approach the Unicode consortium. Meanwhile, as I said, parallelly, Bangladesh government should do whatever is possible in their own things, as well as Indian government or Indian scholars can also write to Unicode about that issue. This is the course of action that I am suggesting. The third option is not to do anything. Wait until the Unicode resolves the issue. Supposing the Unicode does not resolve the issue for next 5 years, 10 years, in 5 years, 10 years, Bangla will be minus. Will not be able to use any top level domain. So that I don't think will be for the benefit of Bangla community as such. I think way forward is to keep fighting and keep getting whatever we think is right vis-a-vis Bangla writing system. So second course of option is what I think I would like to go ahead with. I suggest to go ahead with. But if you want further opinion, we can always contact Professor Pujita Sarkar also and Rajiv, because they are not here, and see what they say. That can also be done. So this is what my suggestion is. If you have some comment on that.
Thank you. This is Mamun. Bangladesh government will work on Unicode chart parallelly. It's in a broader sense, it work with Unicode chart, and there are lots of issues,
including the name part.
But
including
when
the name,
in terms
name
of
Bangla,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
In terms of IDN issues, my opinion is we can propose, we can send a proposal. Where the table, code point repetitor table, will be 63 numbers or more, but 63 is good enough. We can exclude Nukta and RR and include that 3. If there are no doubt from my end.
I'm saying that.
Okay, thank you. And we can add an end note or footnote that what is the controversy. Also, and as far as Mr. Godari Narayan Singh sir said, we can follow. Thank you.
This is Akshat. The way I see it, I guess point number, option number one and option number two are exactly the same. It's just that if once we get to option number two and we make a proposal, it will immediately come back saying that this LGR specification doesn't hold to the standards because it includes this invalid character. So again, we'll have to come to a decision table about it. So it's just like today we are just doing what we are doing. Why do we add certain characters to the table which we know are invalid at this point? And we just pretend to be blind to the facts and we just send it in the hope that they might overlook us. That's not going to happen. The moment it will go in the LGR XML specification, the first pass that goes onto that XML makes check for invalid character. And that won't pass. It will immediately come back saying that this is not happening. So at that point, we'll again have to take a decision. Today we are.
What is the logic? This is Mamun. What is the logic to being these characters invalid? So I think there is no logic. You have said
that.
This
is, no, I agree. There is no logic.
Yes.
Unless they get made NFC form C, now normalization form C, nothing can be done. And we are all agreeing on this table that we want to pursue that it comes into normalization form C. There is no logic. Yes, probably this needs to be in a better position, and that's what we are attempting to do. But going like proposing it without even, we know that it's going to get rejected, and not by, again, whoever will be rejecting, it won't be their choice, like, okay, we are saying you can't have it. No, it is the technical limitation. The IDNA protocol doesn't allow you to have that, those set of characters as domain name characters. And that has previous precedents, which need to be cleared first, and then everything will flow. But we, at this point, do not have this, like, we can add them to the table and then update the XML. And then the moment it goes to parsing, like the first pass, it will say valid. And then what? Then we again have to decide whether we go ahead with.
After that, we will request them to allow.
So we don't need to request, like we don't need to do it like this. We request them anyway. Let's not make
Akshat,
them part of the document.
This is Sharma. Can I make a comment?
Yeah, please come.
So maybe what you could do is show how this is invalidated by making a small, quickly online LGR using the tool, and then just doing a check on it and show everybody.
Yeah, we can do that. So you want to see how that will pan out? Because the LGR tool is available online. So this PDF and doc file is only the descriptive document. Actual specification that goes into the actual implementation is the XML file.
Yes.
Okay. So do we have current Bangla LGR? So that XML file is the actual specification which gets parsed. Okay. So what I'll do is we'll upload the proper Bangla LGR. Okay. And see how it gets validated and parsed. Now, then I'll add one of these characters, and we'll see what is the response, right? And we'll kind of come to know what is going to happen anyway. So, Akshat, do we have? We don't have XML.
Actually, if you like, even if you don't have an XML handy, you can just create one online with just add a few characters and. Show, obviously if you have an XML from Bangla, you can use that as well.
I'll just try to see if it is available in my webmail, and if I don't get it easily, I'll take that route. That's okay, Dr. Sharma?
Yes, of course.
open to exchange Bengali exchange? I want the LGR XML. Not any.
Contains the word list.
No.
So I have a version with me. Would you want me to email it to you, Akshat?
Yeah, if you send it to me, I'll download and then try out.
For sharing to the slides.
Can you just share that file, Dr. Sharma?
I'm just emailing it to you right now on your Gmail address.
No. Now we are actually going to add the characters which we technically cannot and see how it invalidates the XML. Root LGR process.
Is it possible to share your screen on Adobe as well?
Yeah, sure. I'm just accessing my mail. So once I do that, I'll immediately
okay.
Get back to that. So it's XML format. This is the XML. Dr. Samar, you can also see, right?
Yes, I can see it. It's an old version. I think there's some error. It still says Gurumukhi in the title rather than actually the Bangla. But the code points are updated.
So these are all the references. Yes, we can. Yeah, but I'm not aware of the settings. Me to try that?
Yeah, if you could. Just edit the title at the top to avoid the confusion.
So these are the code points which are there. just try to, since this is an older one, I just hope that it's validated first. So I have to choose the XML file to import into this. I'm choosing this one. Okay, once I choose that, I have to choose the validating repertoire. So it means that what set of rules I want to validate with it. So current version of the maximum starting repertoire is version 3. So we'll choose those set of rules. And I'll import. Okay, it got successfully imported, and it now this is the, this shows in a more better graphical format what are the contents of the XML. Okay, it got easily accepted, right? If I say validate LGR, this is, so whenever an XML file is received by IP from our side, this is the first step that they do, they validate the LGR in terms of rules. So it says everything is fine, there is no thing in this. Okay, now I'll go ahead and add one of the code points that is we are discussing about. So let's take this one, 09DQ, right?
No, there is the main problem. Okay, open this one. This is the main problem. This explanation, U plus 09DC plus something. This is the main point. But why we choose this option? Because it's independent and primarily given in Unicode chart as an independent character. Why do we use this derivation?
I'm still not getting his point. What's your point?
You can jot down only single.
See, okay. No, he's. Yeah. But I'm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it is independent. So
yes.
We're acknowledging the fact that it is independent.
Yes.
But this is not allowed, right? Just
why?
That's what I'm
There's
saying.
No reason. Yes, this is irrational.
So 09DC is the value, right? We're not talking about the followed by nukta, right? We're taking what we want, right? So we're not making it like the character followed by a nukta character,
okay.
Right? That is the composite value, 09DC. One single value.
Single.
Right? That's what I'm going to add to the repertoire.
Akshat, you can actually add directly from the tool if you like.
Okay, I'll do that.
Import normalization.
Or write the algorithm of Unicode normalization rules. Not Unicode, IDN. ITF is consist of IPs or.
No, actually Unicode normalization rules were written by Unicode experts.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And the reason why Unicode normalization rules were given by Unicode experts. That
how the aware of these characters are not relevant to Bangla? This is my question. Yes. This is the question.
Okay. So let's say we add that code point, okay, 09DC. Add it. Okay. I'm adding 09DC. I'm saying add a code point. It gave an error, outright error saying that it's not p valid context J of a code point and as per IDNA 2008. Yeah, that we can add.
That one header.
So I'm adding 09 D0 here. So it just says that it already exists. That's why it is giving an error. So 09 D0 is valid part of the repertoire. So there is no error on that part. There is, this is already there.
And do you think it did not give you an error?
It did not give any error. It is there. But
I'm understanding. It's not as if we actually want to exclude them. But the trouble is that we discussed yesterday is that those three characters cannot be included because the normalization breaks them up.
May I say? Okay, thank you. This is Mamun. My proposal is we should wait until we change the algorithm of XML file. This is where we can decide. Because we can break a language pattern. We have no right, even I have no right to enforcement another linguistic pattern or linguistical practice. This is really a sensitive issue in my country as well as in my communities. So, as you said, there is a mistake or a illogical fact, but we can wait until change. It's human invented. I'm feel that. For time boundness, we can violate the language rule, basically. This is my opinion. We cannot for time bound. It can be possible in 20 years later, problem. But we can, no problem 20 years later. But we cannot violate adapting technology. When I adapting technology, I cannot violate the language primary rules. It's, I have lots of documents that these characters are part of, okay, and I know these algorithms, valid or invalid, being valid or invalidness is coined by human, and human invented. Invented. So it's a matter of taking decision. It can be ICANN, it's a technical body. It can be a technical body. It could be it could. I think, sir, not only Unicode, in terms of IDN, maybe ICANN's technical bodies are more reliable about this. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
The only thing is inclusion of those three characters is not an available option. That is not available option until that change happens. We are saying that we are going to initiate the procedures which will make it happen. So that we are all are agreeing with. The only thing is whether we stop the entire, like we disenfranchise the entire Bangla community from having the domain names and top level domains in on the internet space just for the sake of three characters, which anyways efforts are going on for inclusion, or we let them have domain names and top level domain names in the other cases, and just whoever only wants these ones, they'll feel that, okay, I'm unable to get it because there is some technical problem, but which is again being solved. It's not like people are sleeping over it. So I think halting the entire procedure for that won't be a right solution.
Of the record or on the record? It's different issues. Okay. Do you know the debates on Danda and Double Danda in Unicode consortium? It's a huge debate, and maybe 6 or 7 years long term debates, but can't solve. And in these issues, Bangla or Bengali cannot get the Danda because they suggest Devanagari have a danda, so you can use the danda and double danda. Sorry? Because they, Unicode policy is single code point for single character.
Right.
And that is the reason the danda code block is blocked of Bangla for Devanagari.
Right.
So it's a matter of pursuing and it's a matter of proposal. So we can propose for Bangla to convening Bangla language nature.
And so are you saying that the Bengali language
is little bit, yes. Yeah, because it's a curve, and I can show in visually because it's not
instead
of upper and lower.
Then we build at the
font
level.
It's my community. It's my community. It's different. Why do not use the Bangla code block, the delete from the Devanagari?
Because it doesn't exist there yet, right?
Why? Where?
In the
Bengali. It's a matter of thinking that I belong the danda. It can be a matter of standardization, that when I think as a unified structure, which we have to manage some, we have to sacrifice some point. If we, code point, if we, as a, I give an example that when we work with NBGP, then you can, or, okay.
Why
do you use Bangla Dari instead of Devanagari Dari? What is the problem of Bangla?
Because the Bangla Dari is
it's a matter of.
One is historical
reason. It's a perception.
There should not be a superset and a subset thing,
yes.
Right? It should be a parallel thing. This is his point. A theory.
By definition, a superset and a subset exist because when, let's say, Russian or Japanese started first. Right? I mean, no particular reference to English or Latin, etc. So you could, if a code point is a full stop or a comma or a question mark or a double quote, whatever, they get encoded first. Right? You would inherit from that function because it's the same character. If it is
why not Devanagari script borrow from the Bangla?
I accept that. Technically, it's irrelevant.
We can have this discussion and debate around the Tanda character, but since that is not directly relevant to this LGR thing, and fundamentally having encoded a character into the code chart, and that is definitely a different case than changing a normalization rule, which I, in my understanding, Unicode is more a bit more open to changing that than changing a code point in the chart, because changing any code point or its fundamental name or something is really impossible from Unicode point of view, given their policy. Okay, but what we are concerned about in this discussion is about changing a normalization rule for the dh nukta characters. That probably is possible, and so that issue and this issue are, in my opinion, different, totally different. So instead of like we going ahead, we can have that off the record, that discussion. Yeah. Yes. So if we are making a proposal for them to be brought into normalized form and everything, the logical thing to do would be exclude the Nukta character. Because that doesn't allow anybody else to use it after the to form that conceptual character. We definitely want to stop that. So that will be one logical step that we will take. And this is my suggestion, that we go ahead with the rest of the Bangla LGR and hold these three characters. Obviously, we don't have an option but to hold, because they're not available. And we make them available. We work on making them available. And everybody, like say, okay, now we are thinking about community, right? Now community, so there are two options that are in front of community. That is, okay, three characters from my community, which technically have a problem. It's not like people are deciding that, like in this room are deciding that we will not allow them. It's technically that needs to be solved. So for those three characters, I cannot get any kind of domain name over the internet space or a top-level domain. Is that acceptable? And that could go on for 5 years, 10 years or something. Or I have majority of the domain names or top-level domain names available to me, which are composed of using many other characters. Only if my desired top-level domain or domain contains these set of characters, yeah, I'm at a bit of a disadvantage, and I know that technical community is working on solving that. So what choice do we want to give to the community? And I'm telling you, just it is an emotive issue. Know that, but the thing is, holding something entirely back for some smaller issues has never yielded any positive results in the community, that I'm telling you from my experience. I understand. It is a bigger issue. I'm talking about three characters. Yes. Yes. So do we stop everything, or do we let go the... Yeah. I'm telling you, generally speaking, even if we halt it, it will not be like, speaking as a community member here, it won't be like Unicode will feel that, okay, I'm at some disadvantage, or I can definitely has an obligation to make it available to the people, so I can will definitely want you to go through, but ultimate decision is of the community only. So if we think that we are kind of, by taking this decision, we are taking them to some right that, okay, we have not done it, now you are forced to do that, that will not happen.
Better we can wait until change. Yes. Yes, clearly. No.
No.
this will be a very important decision. So for an important decision like this, I think we should not individually take the entire responsibility of stopping the whole Bangla language community of both India and Bangladesh for that. So I think it will be too big a decision to be taken only by you. So I would suggest that if you can go back and discuss among yourself, you have your own internal committee, na, where the Honorable IT Minister had chaired the committee. So take this decision at that level. Let maybe next few days elections will be over. So after that, move down and take a decision at that level. That these are the two. We can give you two options in writing also, as part of the minutes of today's and yesterday's discussion. That other things we have resolved like this. This particular thing we are hinging on a reaction from your internal committee. So take a decision at that level and convey to us. Then we will act accordingly. I think that is better. Because only taking decision based on your own opinion will be a bit problematic, because
sir, this is not my personal opinion, because I am nominated by the government. Both of
You are representing.
So
both of you are
and also not a specialist or academician. I am as a Bangla speaker. I can't.
The point is not that. Point is, see, the on Bangla language, the Bangladesh has, and Bangladesh population, users of Bangladesh, have as much right as users of Bangla language in anywhere else, in India or outside Bangladesh, anywhere else. So what we will do is, are we going to do service to the community by blocking it for good, or are we going to go back to Bangladesh and discuss and come to give us a decision from there? We are saying that we will not go ahead without your considered opinion from Bangladesh. That we are saying, that we will not submit it to IP unless you tell us officially from that side.
Okay.
So that is what I am suggesting. That let it go back to your committee and let the committee come back to us.
Specifically who?
You have your internal committee, na? Chaired by your former IT. From Government of Bangladesh and from Bangla Academy, or whichever are the
Bangla
authorities.
Bangla Academy, sir, pardon me, Bangla Academy is not authorized on this regard, because they not.
No, whoever is, I'm not. I don't know who. I have no idea who will take the final call. But I'm saying that discuss it on a bigger platform in Bangladesh and come back to us. Give us an official decision. We will go ahead with that decision. That's what I'm saying.
I am Ajay Datta here, Professor. I want to come in between when you are done.
Pardon me? Acha, boliye Dr. Datta. We are almost
okay.
The same. We are going ahead, round and round the same issue.
Okay, so I am listening. So I thought that let me put my views in front of everybody also. Because this is a very important historic meeting and for the entire NPGP work. So let us set the ground rules. I'm just repeating, we all know, just to be more clear. Ground rules are that we have been given some code points on which we have to make a selection or rejection within the given code points by ICANN. We neither have a scope nor have a understanding about beyond that. That is called MSR. So MSR is our rule book for the code points. Anything beyond is not in our scope to discuss. If it is all anything there, then we can, of course, record in our proposal while submitting. This is what our submission for future is. Right now, the LGR must go. Because NBGP, all the proposals, 9 scripts will be dealt together. And they will go into the root zone together. We cannot hold one for long and then delay other 8 scripts which are completed. We have to also keep this in mind. Third, the whatever dissent note is, whether I don't agree or somebody else don't agree, we have to either build a consensus or build the majority. and record the dissent into the proposal and send it to IP. We need not to be always 100% in agreement with everything. This is not the community work. Community work is that either we build, try to build a consensus within full effort. If the consensus is not formed, we record our observations. He's saying this, and send it to IP. We are not making decisions. We are submitting our proposal. This is what it is, what community thinks. And let them decide where they want to take it. This is, you just imagine that if this proposal would not have come in our hand and I can, through IP, would have decided themselves, then we had no opportunity. And it has happened in the past when the ICANN IDNs happened. It is not something new. This was decided because we can have more better understanding of the scripts, so that information was required from us. So we should not act like an authority here. We should act like a supporter here for this proposal. So we have nobody to reject or accept. If I don't agree with something, my information should be recorded in the proposal. If everybody is accepting, who their information should be recorded in the proposal, and matter ends of NBGP. So whatever we have a consensus on or dissent on, we just record that. We need not to wait endlessly for the document to complete. We held this meeting, we have to remember, thanks to Bangladesh government to send two representatives on our request. This was very, very positive step at their own cost, which is unlike to any LGR meetings. And our CDAC to send our two proposals here, and organizing, and the Delhi meeting is organized by ICANN for supporting our meeting. We are all as a community working and investing our time and money and effort here. We need to reach to a consensus, or if there is a dissent, we add that dissent and send it to IP. Get the feedback and let them take the final call. Of course, for new Unicode code points, new additions, this is all open. This is nothing to do with NBGP. I am open, and Bangladesh is open, Delhi is open, anybody is open. Everybody is open to go to Unicode and get our whatever added or deleted if possible. In the past, off the record, I can say that it is very, very difficult to change the name of the code point. It has never happened because it has too many complications and very difficult to modify a code point. Both the things are extremely difficult. However, nothing is impossible in the technology world. There is always a try which can be made. With this, I think we should reach Professor Udayaji. We can record everybody's consent here or dissent note here and move towards IP. Once the feedback comes in, we share on our NBGP with the entire panelist and give the feedback. And if there is something more, then we again discuss this in the meeting. We cannot hold the proposal any further. That's the reason we have done this meeting now. And I was committed by our Brigadier Kamalji that we will finish this meeting after taking the final call, final decision. Nothing to be left for pending. With this note, please move further in this direction. Thank you very much.
See, this procedure also has stipulated certain action point if in case some situation occurs. And this was envisioned that there could be differences over a couple of code points, which like one section of the community thinks in one manner, the other one thinks in the another manner. The recommended way, and actually speaking, here there is no difference. There is no difference in terms of whether we want NOTA to be removed or everybody is on the same page. Okay, the only points that are under consideration are these three points. In such circumstances, even the procedure dictates that we leave them out and go ahead with the rest. This is an approach which is recommended, is because this still leaves scope for us to include them in the future version. Unlike the way it happens in Unicode, here there is a scope for it to be added. It is on record. Like if you leave something out, that can be added tomorrow under this process. But if you include something, that cannot be taken out. So this approach is still the most rational approach to take. That you exclude it because there is something which is pending and you include it when the problem is resolved.
Thank you. Lots of opinion from Idris Mamun. Basically, I got that this is a rhetorical word. Maybe, sorry for that informal word. Maybe in MSR is problematic to our end. From our end, MSR, the rules coined by the, an algorithm coined by the MSR should change. This is not the body to decide on MSR, I know. But I realize that we should try for another body in changing the MSR. And until better, we can give our decision by 7 days. Okay. Seven days is enough because I know my decision will be not changed. I have no doubt and with you, but it's a little correction if you allow that the community are not divided on this issue. Community are all only one. Anand Bazar uses the same.
Community
nobody
is on the same page.
Yeah.
The only now decision is like we hold the entire thing or we go ahead with the what we know is correct. Right.
Better we'll write a proposed documents on this issue or as a comment in future.
That we can do even today. That will write.
Even because my position is clear, include two and exclude.
Your position is clear and everybody agrees to your position. It's just a technical hurdle that we need to cross to reach there.
I think no technical barrier because I am semi-technical person. Is human invented, human generated rules, and the people from Mars do not coin this algorithm. The people from South Asia or America are coined this, scientists from this, linguists from this area are rewrite this algorithm. So we can change, we can pursue this issue to change the MSR rules.
So,
thank you.
Yes, so that's what we are proposing, right?
Yes.
Everybody is proposing that we approach them and ask them to change, right?
Yes, yes.
We're not like sitting, we will sit quiet because it's a technical hurdle and we're not doing anything. That's not anybody.
Because there is no difference. I repeat, this color, can I see the Unicode chart? Again, Bangla Unicode chart.
there. No. Upper. Okay, thank you. What is the difference between these and these? No linguistical difference, no technical difference. Why these are X from here? Is you we gave it now? Go through. Down. Yes. Okay, hold. No, upper. Another issue I will raise here, but not directly relevant. Yes, we give a break up or a breakdown here. It's a debatable issue and it's a divisive issue. So we are our proposal is use 09DC as raw, but not a conjunct letter, not a compound letter. So independent, in linguistically, practically independent. So again, upper line. Niche. Okay. Another issue. Nobody in Bangladesh call taka as a rupee. We should change this. It's an Unicode issue. Nobody. No. It's another issue. It's we have plan. We have different plans to go Unicode, change this chart.
What do you want to say?
Okay.
What do you want it to say?
What about this?
What do you want it to say? Bangladesh currency?
Bangladeshi currency, Bangla currency. No, taka. It's, in West Bengal, all are similar with taka. Not to be.
That kind of amendment is already done there.
Yes.
What
I want this is prepare this line taka more because no this is it's a perception. It's a I want my word is ami chai je amar shobdo ta age byabohrito hok keno hobe na na rupi lekha to niyom na ore to bole na je rupi likhte hobe
ota prothome lekha hoyeche ota kokhono paltano hobe
না সেটা আমি হ্যাঁ সেটা আমি জানি সেই জন্যই আমি ইউনিকোডকে রেফার করতে রাজি নই এখানেই আমি সলভ করতে রাজি আছি মানে এই ইস্যুগুলো উপরে যাই তাহলে আপনি প্লিজ ওকে হ্যাঁ ওকে না I am also taking a word, casual word. এখানে আছে এরা কি এরা তো সৎ ভাই না কারো এরা কেন আলাদা মানে আমার একসঙ্গেই আছে আমি কেন এটাকে দুই রঙে রাঙা করলাম এটা বা এটা এর সঙ্গে আছে কোনো পার্থক্য নেই টেকনিক্যালি নেই লিঙ্গুইস্টিক্যালি নেই আমার এখানে রিজনটা কি আমার ব্রেকডাউন করার যে এখানে একটা ডট আছে ডটটা আমার রতেও আছে আমি র কেন লিখছি না ফলে টেকনিক্যালি লিঙ্গুইস্টিক্যালি নেই ফলে আবার আবার আবারও একটা আমি ক্যাজুয়ালি ইউজ করছি আই এম সরি টু সে আমি কোন দুর্বল রোগীকে নাস্তি দিতে পারি না মানে পারফর্ম করতে পারি না স্টেজে উঠাবো না আমার জিনিসটা আমার ভাষার নীতির সঙ্গে যায় না আমি তাকে দম এনে ইম্পোজ করবো না তার চেয়ে হল টাকা বেটার মানে আমার কথা হলো যে এটা আর ভাষার প্যাটার্নের সঙ্গে যেই লিঙ্গুইস্টিক রুল আছে জেনারেল রুল একদম খুব মানে বড় ধরনের যুক্ত বর্ণ বা এরকম কিছু না খুব নর্মাল তার সঙ্গে আমি একে মানে যেটা এর থেকে ব্যত্যয় ঘটে চেঞ্জ করে ডেভিয়েট করে সেটাকে আমি আমি যেটা বলছিলাম যে
এমএসআর কারা বানিয়েছে? ওই বানানোর আইডিএনএ কারা বানিয়েছে? এটা তো সায়েন্টিস্টরা লিঙ্গুইস্টরা সব মিলে এটা দুই ভাবে হতে পারে। একটা হলো যে আমরা আমি জানি ইউনিকোডে যা একবার এনলিস্টেড হয়ে যায় তাকে কেন চেঞ্জ, এটা হলো একটা ইউনিভার্সাল রুল। তো আমরা এখানে যেহেতু আমার সিঙ্গেল ক্যারেক্টার দেয়া আছে এটার জন্য আমরা সাজেস্ট দেবো যে আইডিএন এর জন্য এবং এই একে প্রায়োরিটি দিন। এনকোডিং সিস্টেমে কিন্তু এর একটা ব্রেকডাউন আছে, অর্থাৎ অল্টারনেটিভ, আমি কি অল্টারনেটিভ কে ডেকে আনবো আগে নাকি যে বেসিক কে ডেকে আনবো আগে? অবভিয়াসলি আমি মনে করি যে সারি শব্দটা বলেছেন যে এর কিছু ব্যাপার আছে যেটা ভাষাগত রিপ্রেজেন্টেশনের ব্যাপার আছে, ভুল করে কিছু হয়নি। এখানে যারা কাজ করেন তারা কেউ ভুল করে করেন না, এটা হলো বারবার আমি বলছি এটা পারসেপশনের ব্যাপার যে আমি এইভাবে দেখছি। আমি মনে করি যে আমি এটা কোনোদিন দণ্ড বলবো না, আমি বলবো দাঁড়ি। জি স্যার, ওকে স্যার, থ্যাংক ইউ স্যার। তো আমার কথা হলো যে পলিসি নাম্বার ওয়ান ইউনিকোডের মাধ্যমে, লং টাইম প্রসেস। আমরা ইউনিকোডের চেষ্টা করছি এবং আপনারা আমার চেয়ে ভালো জানেন যে ইউনিকোডে এত সহজে সলভ করা সম্ভব না। সেকেন্ড অপশন হলো যে প্যারালালি, প্যারালালি কিসের? একটা হলো ইউনিকোডে চলবে, এখান থেকেও আমরা প্রপোজাল দিতে পারি যে এটা এইভাবে যেতে হবে, যদি না যায় তাহলে এই ভাষার সঙ্গে যায় না। তারপর এটা এটা হলো আমার আমার প্রস্তাব যে এখান থেকে এরকমও বলবো না যে এটা দিয়ে দিন এবং না হলে ফেলে দিন। আমার যদি অ্যালগোরিদম সার্চিং ফিল্টারেশনের সময় যদি না যায় তাহলে এটা এক্সক্লুডেড হয়ে যাবে। প্রথমত ইন্ডিভিজুয়াল একটা কোড ব্লক আছে, এরকম না যে আমরা নতুন কিছু বলছি। আমার কিন্তু আপনি শুধু চয়েস করে নিন, অল্টারনেটিভ কে বাদ দিন, খুব সহজ, সবচেয়ে ভালো। আমি বিশ্বাস করি সিমিটিক্যাল পারসন অ্যালগোরিদমে লজিক ইনক্লুড করা যাবে, এক্সক্লুড করা যাবে। প্রোগ্রামিং আমিও পাইথনে করে থাকি, ফলে এটা কোনো, কিন্তু এটা হলো স্ট্যান্ডার্ডাইজেশনের ব্যাপার, অনেক বড় পাস্ট্রু করে বুঝিয়ে তারপরে মানাতে হবে যে এমএসআর রুলটাকে আমার আপনারা বাংলার জন্য বা এরকম চেঞ্জ করুন। আমার ধারণা সব জায়গা থেকে, কারণ ল্যাঙ্গুয়েজ একটা কমপ্লেক্স ব্যাপার, ইউনিফাইড কোনো ব্যাপার না, এটা খুব নামতার মতো সহজ চলবে না। ফলে এই ভুলকে আমি শুধরাতে বলছি না, মানে আমি এজ এ ল্যাঙ্গুয়েজ টেকনোলজি স্টুডেন্ট আমি জানি যে এটা চেঞ্জ করলেও কিছু কর্পাস থেকে যাবে, সেই জন্য ডিলিট করা যাবে না ইউনিকোড চার্ট থেকে, প্রায়োরিটি সেট করা যাবে। এইটা হলো আমার প্রায়োরিটি যে এই এই তিনটা, এটা একে আমরা কনসিডার করব, ওকে আমি লেস প্রায়োরিটি দিব।
ইন দা আই হ্যাভ অ্যানাদার সাজেশন।
ওকে স্যার,
সি দিস ইজ দ্য ম্যাটার অফ অ্যাকচুয়ালি টেকিং ইট ভেরি সিরিয়াসলি উইথ, ইটস নট আ কোশ্চেন অফ ওয়ান মামুন রশিদ সেইং অর ওয়ান উদয় নারায়ণ সিং সেইং, ইউনিকোড উইল নট এগ্রি অন দ্যাট, only two of us saying and making noise. My suggestion is that at the public comment level, we should flood with 1 million comments on why this is not being allowed. So, let us go ahead, submit it and send in public comment stage 1 million comments so that they will have to sit up and change. See, that is the way to do it. I'm saying, এই আন্দোলনটা ওখানে কথা
গুগলকে 10 লাখ শব্দ
purpose জন্য even the google translation আমরা করি
দোস্ত বল আই এম সেইং ইজ লেট আস ওয়ার্ক লাইক দ্যাট rather than stopping the document completely submit it and then say that this does not satisfy
I'm
me.
I'm not directly liable for stopping this document.
I'm not saying you are liable as a person. I'm saying as a matter of strategy, the Bangla group should do this.
Yes,
this is my suggestion. Consider this suggestion and I'm sure the success will be there.
Maybe you can just explain this to him, what you are saying to Ajay also.
Okay, Dr. Data, some discussions have happened
here
in Bengali, so you didn't follow. Yeah, yeah. So some discussions have happened in Bengali, so you might not have followed. Let me explain.
Yeah.
What we are saying is, if you just look at the chart, not just the table part, but the description part of it in Bangla, you will see that these three documents, these three particular letters have been put under additional consonants. Okay. Additional consonant which has been put vis-a-vis Khandotta, one above that, 09CE, and additional sign which has been put as 09D7, there is a historic reason for them to be there. There has been a long fight, Abhijit can explain much better. Long fight for Khandotta, after which they have been accepted as additional consonants. Similarly, the O part, which is 09D7, is also crucial vis-a-vis Manipuri, so it has a continuity. But the argument which rightly being pointed out by Mamun Rashid and also us, all of us, is that 09D7 Dha Me Bindi, 09DD Dha Me Bindi, and 09DF, Jome Bindi, these three are actually integral part of Bangla writing system with huge amount of frequency of occurrence of these three letters vis-a-vis names which are likely to come as top-level domain names. And therefore, they cannot be branded as additional consonants. They should be part of the main body of consonants. So this is what we are saying. Now, my suggestion is, rather than holding a document, we write the minutes in this particular manner and seek the suggestion of the bigger committee of the Bangladesh experts, which had also met once or twice to take call on these issues. And as these people have pointed out, that in about 7 days or 10 days, they can come back with some kind of a decision. So we are suggesting that we can flag this issue in our LGR document and say that we would like to include it, but we are unable to include it because of the MSR rules, and MSR rules are faulty in this particular manner, as we can clearly see. So IDN protocols will have to be changed for that particular purpose, saying that we submit the document. Once we submit the document, At the level of public comments, I am suggesting that appropriate amount of pressure should be built
from the common people using the internet, those who are not linguists, not experts, not government officials, not emissions, but common people using the internet, saying that we require these characters for naming our products, companies, activities, entities on the web. Why this is not being allowed by the IT? So this is what my suggestion is basically.
This is Sarma. I'd like to make a comment, please.
Please go ahead.
Okay. So thank you. So I think we need to be very clear that there are three different layers here, and at each layer there is a different organization involved. There is the base layer on which this whole thing is based on, which is the Unicode standard, which is owned and developed by Unicode and obviously the ISO committee for this standard as well. So, you know, they obviously work jointly, basically owned by Unicode Consortium. So the Unicode layer on top of it is the IDNA 2008 layer. IDNA 2008 standard is developed not, again, by a different entity called Internet Engineering Task Force. Again, it's a community-based entity. And IDNA 2008 standard actually does not pick and choose which characters to include or exclude largely. It is basically IDNA 2008 is largely an algorithm which uses the Unicode data files, their letter properties and so on to make this these calculations in an algorithmic fashion in most cases. And then obviously comes ICANN, which is now actually sort of third in the sequence here, which is receiving a filtered set of characters which are not disallowed through the IDNA standard. And then obviously there is an initial filter of an MSR, which takes out things like digits and those things which are should not be allowed for top-level domains. To eventually create a subset which is eventually handed over to the generation panels for their work. So I think, you know, the issue is very clear. There has been, you know, there are composed characters which should actually be potentially the NFC form characters, but the way Unicode standard developed, and there's probably a history for that reason. You know, they were not they are not in an NFC form, but the decomposed forms are the NFC form. But that's very clearly something which has to be addressed at Unicode level. It's raising objections to ICANN about it is actually not going to solve the problem, because ICANN actually is not the relevant organization to address that issue. You know, you can write a lot of comments to ICANN for it, but, you know, even if it, you know, there are multiple different comments on it, even in public comment period, the only response ICANN can give is that this is something which is based on the Unicode standard, and that's the extent of it. We can't really go and change things. So if this actually changes, it has to happen, you know, after a discussion between the community directly with the Unicode consortium, which is so that's really where the discussion needs to happen. You know, bringing that to ICANN platform may actually will require a lot of energy from the community. I'm not sure whether that will address the issue. I think that's what I wanted to sort of clarify. Thank you.
Can you speak on the mic?
you a heads up that we should make a mix. You will then advise us what the correct procedure is, right? So that we can pursue that procedure and get it fixed. Because our objective is not our asking, because we don't understand that. We fix it for us, tell us what we
I am adding, it's the matter of not matter of Bangla, it's also West Bengal, any Bangla speaker. Because
everybody, he's outside West Bengal, but even he is really feeling the same thing. So that's
the question. I analyzed the corpus of Rabindra Rachanavali developed by SNLTR. They also use non-nukta. So it's not only matter for Bangladesh government. So it's a matter of Bangla language. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I think that's where we are, and there are no further points, no further issues. So if there's some further comment that Akshat wants to make.
I just wanted to say what Dr. Data has also written a while back, that he wanted me to speak it on his behalf, that we shall exclude these three characters with specific mention in the document, that we are excluding them for the time being, and as soon as community has developed new development on this front for those characters, we shall approach the LGR process again. So that's what we kind of, yeah, I just wanted to get that on the record.
I just had a question. Exactly. No,
three of them
but circulated to the group.
Yeah, three of them will write the minutes. And let me look at it before we send it to Bangladesh. Let me look at the minutes. Then I will officially write to the Bangladesh. I mean, I'm not talking about this specific point alone. The entire discussion that we had. Issues. This is not the only point. There are so many other issues. Okay, so Samiran Babu, is there anything else?
Nothing from my end. Sarmad, I think we are coming to the end of this meeting. Do you have any inputs, and Ajay as well? Any comments or suggestions?
No, Samiran, Ajay Gata here. Thank you for this. I am not able to actually hear everyone because some in Bangla, some is very faded voice. But I think on a principle, we have to follow the guidelines. It is not about what I say or what professors say or what Mumbai says or Hashidji say. Anybody says it's not about keeping my words up or down. It is about we have to, whatever we agree, we record in the minutes and send it to IC. That's what I am on concern. From the solution perspective, if I can add what everybody else is much more qualified for Bombay script, but on a administrative side, on a common sense side, what it looks good to me is, please mention these three characters. I actually mentioned on the chat also, because everybody is not there, they can't read it. Please mention these three connectors to be excluded right now. And as soon as we have a new development, we will come back to the LGR process again. That way, we keep the three characters live. We are open. We can update that whenever we want to. Whenever we have an option, we can update that LGR document again and start the process again to include them. We just, whenever we have a new development for these three characters. I think rest everything is more or less agreed, and we can proceed to the IP as soon as possible. That's why my view. Thank you.
Dr. Data, we will do that, but we will wait for a few days for the minutes to come back from there. Also, as
no problem. We can, 1 week is not the problem, but not endless. My point is that we can fix the date. So when you finish the meeting, please fix the date for the response to be waited for, and move beyond that. You have to move for IP because our 8 scripts are pending. Professor Udaya, you are aware about it, and nothing is happening because of that Bangla now. So we have to close them.
I know. We are expecting that it's 2-3 days. The minutes.
So you say 7 days, I have no problem. But we fix the date. That's what is important.
Dr. Data, can I clarify?
Yes.
The next 2-3 days, minutes will be written, and then I will send the minutes to Bangladesh, and we hear from them officially, and then we'll freeze the thing and take the further steps. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Yes, we will go to Bangladesh. We will hear from Bangladesh, and then we will freeze the steps that we will take. Okay?
No problem. No problem. Perfectly okay. Just put up the dates for every step. That's all I'm requesting. Nothing else.
Thank you, Dr. Data. Sarmad, do you have any comments, closing comments?
Right. No, I think thank you all. I'd like to thank everybody for making this effort. I think it's made really great progress. You know, we've actually addressed all the points, you know, we look forward to getting an updated version for Bangla. I guess that's all I want to say. Thank you. Let me actually also add, in case you all want to get a meeting with IP, if that's something you want, with NBGP or delegates for Bangla, we can organize that as well. So in case you want to have this discussion with IP before sending the proposal, you know, we can happily organize that after the new year. Thank you.
I think we have Abhijit, who wants to say a few words.
Yeah,
thank you. So with that, we can close this meeting. Any last comments before we close?
We are particularly grateful to the government of Bangladesh for sending two of their young people with lots of ideas and dreams so that this could be possible in 2 days, or actually 1.5 days, to complete so many points of agreement. Whatever small differences, disagreements there may be, I'm sure when they go back, after looking at the minutes, etc., they will also be resolved, and we will definitely go forward from here. So, thank you very much, Samiran, for making this happen in Delhi.
Thank you. So, I think we can... Sarmad, Pittinen, I think thank you all for your support as well in helping us put this together. I think we can
and,
possibly close the... Yeah, Ajay?
Samiran, thank you very much for organizing this entire stuff to you. And of course, Professor has already said Bangladesh government has played very, very positive role to send two experts from there. Thank you, both of you, to be part of us and taking this historic step further. We need to just map get the root zone going so that we can enable the whole country for registering the domain names and the top-level domain names in their own script. That will be awesome contribution for the in the history of the Bangla script and the language itself. Thank you very much from my side.
Thank you, Dr. Data. I'm Haseeb. I want to get the chance to thank you all. And so I can also for making this happen, and we will try our level best from our government side. That's all. Thank you.
Chalo. Okay, Mira.
So, shall we close the meeting?
Yes, please. You may close the meeting room. Thank you, Sarmad.
Thank you.